ever told. Presented by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. Present If Thine Eye Offend Thee, a drama of moral courage in face of temptation, based on a teaching from the greatest life ever lived. If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Such words did he set forth a strong moral doctrine. But people of little courage have misinterpreted it in order to avoid the true challenge which he presented. Our drama begins on one of the rugged little fishing craft that glide across the Sea of Galilee. A fisherman, face burned brown by the sun, sits aft, guiding the little boat toward shore. His son sits beside him.
Father.
Yes, Daniel, what is it? More questions?
I hope I wasn't a nuisance.
No, of course not, son. Go on. Anything you want to know, just ask.
I wasn't going to ask. Only to say that this is a pretty large catch today, isn't it?
Well, I had you to help me, didn't I?
You'd have had even more if I hadn't let that net slip the last time.
No, don't worry about it, Daniel. It takes a long time to make a fisherman. And even some of the oldest make mistakes. Why, before you were born, old Elisha, a better fisherman never lived. He took his boat out on a day when everyone else feared a storm and never came back. Yes, this peaceful Sea of Galilee can conjure up a squall so quick that every fisherman's life is in danger every time he goes out.
It's a good thing it didn't storm today.
You'd have been afraid. Now, it's nothing to be ashamed of. So would I.
Oh. There'll be a lot of money tonight, won't there?
And what do you mean by that?
Oh, I didn't mean anything, Father, but with such a large catch, surely it must amount to a great deal of money.
It will.
Then we'll be able to buy some of the things that...
Is that why your mother sent you along?
But please, Father, I didn't mean to say anything.
I thought you wanted to be with me, to learn my work. But instead, your mother suggested this, didn't she?
No, Father.
I know she did.
Please, Father, she didn't. The idea is all my own.
And the reason?
No reason.
Look at me, son.
Yes, Father.
Why did you want to come along?
It wasn't for myself.
What does that mean?
Father, it's no use. I have to say it. We need things, Mother and Deborah and I. And if you can catch so much fish, well, we should have more than we have.
And who appointed you the overseer of this family? I'll tell you what you should have and not have, and you won't tell me what to do with my money. Is that understood?
Yes.
We'll be to shore soon.
Yes.
Here, Daniel, put the baskets here alongside mine.
Yeah.
Now we'll see what the catch will bring. Micah, come over here and see some real fish.
Oh, Amos, just a moment.
Oh, don't bother with the small ones that the others bring in. Just take a look at these. These are fish.
Yeah, indeed they are, Amos. Just one moment. That's all. 3 pieces for the whole lot. Here you are. And now let's have a look at them, Amos. Oh, yes. Beauties they are.
Now let's see if you know how to pay for beauties like these. What do you say?
Ten?
Oh,
all right, all right. It was just a rough figure.
Another figure like that and I'll get rough. Take a second look, Micah.
Say 15.
Say 20 and you have a bargain.
Well, 20 it is. You're a shrewd one when it comes to getting a price. That's why I wonder that you're such a fool when it... this is your boy, isn't it, Amos?
Yes, Micah, he's my boy. Now, no more conversation. Let the sound of silver do all the talking.
Of course. I'm sorry.
Just hand over the money. Put it in this pouch.
Yes, Amos. 20. Tomorrow, Amos, another catch?
I'll have another catch, but I might take it to a merchant who knows when to keep his mouth shut. Good day. Come along, son. Well, Daniel, what will we do now?
What do you mean, Father?
Well, you said something about wanting things. What do you want?
I want? Well, sure, Mother and Deborah...
Well, what do you want? After all, you and I caught this load of fish together. You're entitled to part of the proceeds. What would you want?
I don't want anything for myself.
Oh, there must be something.
There is.
Well, name it.
Come home now.
Home? Oh, we've got money. Money to spend. Why go home?
Please, Father.
Oh, all right. We'll go home. Here, this way. Around this house. Come on.
Oh, why don't you... Well, if it isn't Amos. Amos, I've been looking for you.
Hello, Jared.
You've just come from the marketplace?
What about it?
You had a good catch today?
I'm going home, Jared.
Oh. What an idea. Amos, tell me... What is the most pleasant sound in the world?
I have no time for nonsense, Jared. Come on, Daniel.
Oh, your boy?
Yes.
Nice lad.
Come, Daniel.
Yes, sir. Amos, did you know that Nathan was going to be there today? And he's well provided with money. You might even win back some of...
Be quiet, Jared. Daniel, you go along home. I'll be there in a little while.
And the money? Shall I take it to Mother?
No, I'll take it. And when I come home, I may have a good deal more than I have now. So you run along.
Father, I'll run along like a good boy, Daniel. Your father will have one of his lucky days today. I'm sure of it.
Father, please.
Go on, Daniel.
Yes. There, Amos. What is the most pleasing and enticing sound in the world? A woman's sigh? Or the rustle of the wind in the trees? Or the watery fingers of the lake caressing the side of your boat? No. I think I know. The click of the dice in the leather cups at the gaming table, eh?
Come on.
And this will be a lucky day for you, Amos. I know it will.
You're wasting time, Jared. Come on.
I'll get a part of your winnings for telling you about Nathan.
Yes, but come on.
It's been dark a long time, Daniel.
Yes, Mother.
What did he say?
It was some matter with a mailman.
He sold the fish. He got paid.
I told you that.
Then I can't understand it. He should have been home a long time ago.
He'll be here, Mother. And with a great deal of money.
A great deal of money. You don't have to say anymore.
You know?
Yes. I knew from the start. But I always hope that the next time it will be different.
Oh, he's such a good fisherman, Mother.
He knows just where to fish.
His catch was the best I saw in the marketplace.
Yes. He's a good fisherman.
And the way he handles the boat, Mother, you'd be proud of him if you saw it.
Yes, I know. And you're trying very hard to make me forget what he's doing now, but you can't. Every time he's off at the gaming table, losing the money that should be yours and Deborah's, I feel as though I bleed inside. He has no right to take what's yours and waste it. Please, Mother. Oh, why does it have to be this way?
There, that must be him now, Mother. And he wasn't gone so very long.
Father?
Well, both of you. You
You've been waiting for me. You've been talking about me, haven't you? Well?
Yes, Amos. We've been talking about you.
First you sent him out on a boat with me to spy on me.
No, Amos, no.
You did?
It was the boy's idea. He wanted to go himself, believe me.
Well, I don't believe you.
Please, Father, it's the truth.
The two of you, you're against me, I can tell. You talk about me. You plan on ways to keep watch on me. Well, I don't like it.
Father, I swear it was...
I've had enough out of you. Go out to bed.
Yes, sir, but you must believe it.
Don't contradict me.
Yes, sir. I'll go to bed.
Hey. I'm sorry, dear. I don't know what came over me. If you'd seen him in the boat today, the way he took the rudder, you'd have been proud of him. And when he reached shore, he jumped in to pull her up in the sand, and he did it. He's strong. I had no right to reward him with a slap.
He's so proud of you, too, Amos. You should have heard him talk about you before you returned home.
Why do I do it? What is it in me that makes me so different when any matter of chance comes up? I was going to buy him something. Anything he wanted. I was going to buy things for you and Deborah. Then we met Jared. And he told me... Well, why don't you ask me if I won?
You lost. Even before you took the dice cup in your hand. You lost when you listened to Jared.
Yes, I lost. And now I'm back home. Nothing to show for a hard day's work. Don't you understand, dear? I lost every bit of 20 pieces of silver. Well... Go on, say something.
You want me to reduce it?
I deserve it.
I won't give you the satisfaction.
But there must be something you can say.
You're like a child, Amos. You always were. You do something wrong, and then you think you've paid for it by being punished. But you don't. You can never pay for what you're doing to Deborah and Daniel.
It isn't as though I wanted to.
I know.
Then what can I do?
Perhaps... You listen to the words of one who could help you. But you wouldn't come with me that time.
You mean when the master was here?
Yes.
And what did he say that could possibly help me?
He said something that could help. Listen, Amos.
If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. If thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell's fire.
Those words, his words?
Yes. Why do you seem so distressed?
I can't believe what I hear.
Why, Amos?
These hands, look at them. They offend me when they take up a dice cup. Shall I cut them off? Is that what he meant?
Of course not. He meant that you should cut your hands off from the opportunity to sin. Don't give them the chance to take up the dice cup. Avoid temptation, Amos.
That isn't what he said. He said to cut off the hands which offend. And that's outrageous.
You don't want to understand because you're not strong enough to fight temptation.
That's not so. The master's words, I can't accept them. They're impossible.
You're crying.
I couldn't help it, Mother. I listened. I heard what he said. It'll go on and on like this for the rest of our lives.
You mustn't cry, son.
What's going to become of us? He won't change. You heard him say it yourself.
And still I say no tears. Tears are mourning, and mourning is for the dead. Tears are despair, and despair is for the defeated. Your father is neither.
You didn't feel that way before?
No, because I was weak for a moment. What your father said, he said only out of ignorance. He doesn't know that he can change. But he will.
You seem so sure.
It's our duty to show him how. For if we give up, then there's no one to help him and he will be lost.
What can we do that we haven't done already?
We can keep on hoping and helping. We mustn't give him the chance to do wrong. We must cut him off from the opportunity to do wrong.
But even when I was with him, it happened.
Then we must try again. Don't you see? If we stop trying now, it's we who are the weak ones, the ones without faith. No, I feel sure. Somehow, in some way, the Master's words will be proven to me.
You didn't mind today, did you?
You mean about having you along again? Of course I didn't mind. This load of fish is even bigger than we caught last week, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And this time I didn't let the net get away from me. I did it just like you told me. A strong grip and feet well braced on the deck.
Why, before you know it, you'll be one of the best fishermen on the Galilean shore. Maybe even have a boat of your own. I'd begin saving money for one if I thought you wanted to be a fisherman.
Oh, I do.
Good, good. Then we'll lay aside a small amount each week, and before long...
Yes, Father. And before long?
I shouldn't promise, son. I have no right to promise.
Father, whatever happened to you to make you as you are?
It's like catching a disease. And for this one, there's no cure. Here... Put the fish down here, Daniel.
Yes.
Micah, come here and look these over.
Oh, you again, Amos? And look at that. Are you a fisherman or a magician? Where do you find them so large?
Never mind the flattery. The price?
18 pieces of silver.
25.
Oh, too much, Amos, too much.
23?
Sold. Here you are, Amos. And I heard about what happened the other night. In heaven's name, Amos, why must you gamble away?
If I have to listen to advice, the price will be higher.
Ah, here you are.
Pour them into this leather pouch.
Yes, sir. And now tie those strings tight. Tight enough to hold till you get home, eh, Amos?
Micah, I told you.
All right, all right.
Come along, Daniel.
Yes, Father.
No, they never let you alone. Everybody always picking on you. If only they'd forget about it, maybe I would, too.
What did you say, Father?
Nothing. Yes.
This time, we'll go straight home, Father.
If you're in a hurry, why don't you go over yourself?
It's not that I'm in a hurry.
Well, then don't be so impatient. And be quiet. You talk too much.
Yes. But this way, Father. Wouldn't you like to go this way?
What's the matter with you, Daniel? Why do you suddenly... Oh, I see. So you saw him coming.
Oh, please, Father.
You did. And you don't have to be afraid to admit it.
Amos, it was too bad about the other day.
Wasn't it, though?
How was I to know? Just happened to be Nathan's lucky day. But today is another day, Amos. You know how luck is. It swings back and forth, changes like the wind. And from which direction it'll blow today, nobody knows. Except that it can't always blow the same way, can it?
I'm not interested.
It's your own money you'd be winning back.
No, it's no use, George. I'm going home.
Amos, I'm surprised. I've seen lesser men become afraid, but not you. Maybe that's why you've been losing all the time. You shake the dice with a frightened hand. Oh, you must be firm. Luck is with the courageous, Amos.
I'm not afraid.
Good, good. And this is your day. If you've got the courage to play for good stakes and shake the cup strongly, the dice must fall your way today. They must. Come on.
No, Jared.
If you only double the money you have, that wouldn't be so bad, would it?
Doubled it?
That's not so difficult. The other day, Nathan tripled his, didn't he?
Well, that would make up for... No.
Whoever became rich or famous by saying no to everything? Come on, Amos, this time you must win. What do you say?
Daniel, perhaps you'd better go along.
Father.
Go along, Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Look out, Daniel.
Sorry. Here, let me brush you off, sir.
Take your hands off of me. You didn't bump into me. Did he hurt you, Daniel?
No, I'm all right.
Well, I'm glad of that. Well, goodbye. I must be off.
Daniel, you're sure you're... Wait, the money pouch. You didn't have it, did you?
Oh, no, you kept it.
Where is it? Well, I had it right here, and now it's... I know. That man, he's a thief. He ran into us on purpose. He stole my money while he was supposed to be brushing me off. But we'll have to catch him. Wait! Stop, thief! Stop, thief!
Can't have gone much farther.
No, we chased him all the way out of town and up into the hills. But if he started up this hill, he can't come down without our seeing him.
This hill has a sheer drop on the other side. Is that him up there, Father? See that figure moving?
Yes. Yes, that's him. Come on, Daniel. Come on. Further, son. Ah, there he is. And he's not even making any effort to run anymore.
I wonder why.
Well, maybe he realizes he's trapped.
You there! If you're smart, you won't try to resist.
Well, he doesn't even answer.
He must be afraid.
Come on. We'll give him something to be afraid about. So, there you are.
Oh, please, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. Here, all the money's back. I see your pouch with the string. They're still tied. I didn't even open it. Here.
Yeah, because you didn't have a chance, you thief.
I'll take the money from him, Father.
No, it may be a trick. Hand it over to me.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Feels heavy enough. Let me see.
There.
Yes, that's it all here.
Then you won't do anything to me, sir. Please, I won't steal again, sir. Never.
You thought you tricked on someone too old to catch you, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. And when you started to chase me, I became afraid. So afraid that I promised that I'd never steal again if only I wouldn't be caught this time.
Yeah, but you were caught. We had to chase you all the way out of town and up into the hill.
All the way out of town. Oh, please, don't turn me in. It'll mean prison.
Prison, eh? You promise never to steal again?
I do. I do, sir.
Then go on. You're free.
Free? Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
I'll be off with you.
Yes, sir. And thank you again.
I'm glad you let him go, Father.
He was frightened. So frightened that I don't think he'll ever steal again. And now, son, we'll go home.
Straight home, Father?
Yeah. Straight home. We're already on the other side of town, so we only have to go down the hill and cross the road.
And this time, Mother will be so happy.
Yes? All the money's here this time. And we'll give it all to her to let her do with what she wants. What do you say, son?
Would you, Father? Oh, that would be wonderful.
Maybe now you'll understand one of the reasons I let that thief go free.
What does he have to do with it?
Well, I have him to thank for leading me away from temptation. Otherwise, I would have gone with Jared. And I would have lost it all. I know that, son. He showed me how to do something that I could never do before.
I don't understand.
Your mother asked me to cut myself off from temptation, according to the Master's words. Now I know how. From the marketplace, I'll go around the town. This way. I won't pass the inn where the gambling table is. I won't meet Jared. And that's how I'll cut my hands off from temptation.
That's what Mother meant. She was so sure. And you can do it, Father. I know you can.
Yes. What happened today by accident will happen every day from now on by my own doing. I'm leaning on a crutch now, going the long way around. But someday I'll be so strong that I can pass the tavern and defy them. You and your mother must be patient with me, Daniel. And keep reminding me of the words of the master. The words I thought I couldn't follow. I know how to abide by them now. And I will. I'll say them to myself over and over again.
If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell's fire. Another episode in the greatest story ever told from the greatest life ever lived.